tired of the critics getting it wrong.
What is a professional critic?
Just know we are here
to give you honest opinions,
not paid ones.
We are a couple of critics
featuring Becca's Corner.
Hi friends, this is Becca Sarah. I hope you guys are doing great. So today I am going to talk to you about another concert experience I had. So on the 10th of March, I'm gonna call it Latin Night, because all the artists were Latin slash Hispanic Night, to be clear. Because all the artists that performed were Hispanic. So I went to see the Ricky Martin, Pitbull, and Enrique Iglesias concert at the Emily Arena. I went with a friend. It was so fun, so amazing, great night in general. For me, the concert went Ricky Martin, Pitbull, Enrique Iglesias. To be honest, I feel like Pitbull should have ended the show, and I'll talk to you about that. Why? In a sec. So we went to Emily Arena. Great arena. The guest services team, the bartenders, the food vendors, everyone was really nice. Great customer service. Place really clean. Everything was really, really good. Loved the whole experience. Incredible. Everyone. Perfect job. They did a great job. Very helpful in every way possible. So, great job. I'll come back again. So, there was no opening act because it was the three of them. And it went Ricky, then Pitbull, then Enrique. So, there was just a DJ. So, because of that, ate food outside of like where our section was, which was in the 200s, which the 200s at Emily, really good. No trip hazards to some of you arenas that need to fix your 200 and up section, because your 200 and up sections are trip hazards. And I and other people have tripped or almost tripped and lost food because of it. Just saying. Because your stairs are too thin. Emily's great stairs, not too thin in the 200s and up. So my friend and I had a very great time. The food was good. Prices were concert prices, you know, $15, you know, expensive, but not as expensive as the amphitheater, which is the drinks are $30. Well, anyway, the drinks and everything were what you expected for a concert, $15 food and drink, which is normal. So the first person that came was Ricky Martin, who is Puerto Rican, if you did not know. He did a great job with dancing. The dancers were amazing. They did a fantastic job. Ricky did a great job. He also talked to the audience. Did fantastic. Really good job. Everyone was having a blast. He hugged some fans. He went around, did a fantastic job. 10 out of 10. I would so see a Ricky Martin concert again. Next, it was Pitbull. A lot of energy. He's Cuban. A lot of energy. Also talked to the audience as well. Went on stage. Dancers were phenomenal. Did a fantastic job. We learned some information about Pitbull. Maybe some people already know this, but he was talking about how he made a school in Miami for underprivileged kids and told us about how people thought he wasn't gonna go anywhere, and he proved them wrong because he's a superstar and some people think he's a player and stuff. Like, it was really good to know the things that he's doing and all, and trying to help the community and everything like that. And by the way, between all of them, it wasn't really an inter. It was a break for them to set up the next artist's stage. So I would say like that was like 10, 15 minutes for that. So like if you had to go get another drink or get more food, you can do so, which my friend and I did. And then, or go to the washroom, you did, we all did. And then come back for the next set. I'm gonna hurt you guys, not intentionally, on this one. And give you a warning, because I don't want you guys to have high expectations for this one, and some of you guys are gonna have your feelings hurt. Some of you might already know. Some of you went to this concert in other places, probably already know that now. But I had a warning. From a friend, so I had it in the back of my mind. And at the same time, when a friend of mine that went to see this concert in Orlando gave me this warning, I was like, oh, no, he's joking. Like, okay. But I ended with the bad news. I usually like doing bad news first and then do good news, but I'm doing it in order of how they performed. Enrique Iglesias cannot sing at all. It was so bad to the point that my friend that came with me was like, oh, it's the last show. He's probably tired. He's probably sick. And I'm like, sure. Yeah, I'm not gonna crush your dreams and stuff. I'm not gonna tell you anything at all. But I feel like compared to how he sounds, Enrique, and his tracks, and how he sounds like, it's completely different. And what I mean by that is, it was just terrible. It's unlistenable. Like, to the point that I'm like, I can't even post this, but I'm gonna post this. Like, you don't sound good. So I'm like, okay, so you just use auto-tune for all your songs in general. Like, you can't sing, you just want to sing. Because I know his dad sings, so I'm like, no, please stop singing. Please stop. Please stop. Please, like this, you can't sing. I just feel bad. I'm like, what is this? It's like, I'm like, I love this song, but like, you can't sing. You're terrible. I'm like, oh, right. After the end of the concert, I texted my friend being like, my friend, you were right. He cannot sing. He was terrible. Like, really bad. Really bad. Like, to the point I feel like Simon Cowell will be like, okay, stop the music. Like, it was really bad. The redeeming point was the dancing was good. His dancers were good. The stage, how it looked like, was good. That's it. He didn't even talk to the audience. He went song by song by song by song by song. And I feel like he just did that because he knows he can't sing. So if he stopped the momentum of singing, he would have to be like, I'm sorry. But there were a lot of screaming girls liking him because all three of the men are very, very good looking. So there were a lot of screaming women. Happy women, and men, excited to see these three guys. But, and to be honest with you, I'm gonna rate everything right now in general with all three of them. They all, like, the background and the stage was phenomenal. Dancers for all three men did an amazing job. Okay, I'm gonna say it this way. Ricky Martin and Pitbull sound really good. If you can, I know Pitbull's having his own concert. Go see him, you'll have a blast. It was a party. You felt like you in the club. 10 out of 10 for Pitbull. I'm gonna start with him first. 10 out of 10 for Pitbull. You did not want it to end at all. Did great. He sounded like how he sounds in his music, like if you listen to his music. And for me, I'm like, if you sound like how you sound like when I'm listening to you on the radio or whatever you're using to listen to his music, or better, I'm happy with that. If you sound worse, I'm upset. So he sounded great, had a blast, had a party. It felt like you were in the club. Pitbull's portion felt like you were in the club. Like it was a Friday night or a Saturday night, or if it was both Friday and Saturday night, and you were in the club with your girlfriends, girls' night out. Did not want that to end. It was amazing. I will give Pitbull for everything. And for me not being like, I don't want this to end. Why isn't it only a Pitbull concert? 10 out of 10. Great job. 10 out of 10. Mr. Rawai, 10 out of 10. Go see a Pitbull concert if you can, if he's coming here. Yep. Ricky Martin did a great job. Sounded like how he does in the radio and everything. So he did a good job. He just did a good job. Would see Ricky Martin again. Fun. Very, felt like you're in a concert. Good job, Peter. Great job overall. I also give him a 10 out of 10. But like, if I can like, give, for me personally, I would give Pitbull more. So I'd give Pitbull a 20 out of 10 because I just felt like, because I saw him on a Saturday night, I felt like I was in the club. So I give Pitbull a 20 out of 10. I give Ricky Martin a 10 out of 10. Both of them did phenomenal. Goodness. See, this is why I keep doing breaks. Because I hate being a mean person and telling people to stop doing something that they like. Enrique is a good dancer. The background and everything was really good. He just can't sing at all. And for that alone, He's good looking. They're all good looking. I give him a 5 out of 10. There's some artists that don't do concerts. And I don't know if it's because they have stage fright or because live they aren't good. But Enrique, don't do live concerts anymore, please. Just do just make songs and put them out. And if they can do auto-tune live, or you just move your lips and then they just play your tracks, do that if you want to actually do live, because you were so bad and I feel so terrible for saying that. You did so bad. You did so bad. Everything else was going around it. I'm talking about your dancers, you dancing. You dancing made me give it 5. If I'm just talking about you singing in general, because again, I am a singer, so I know when people can sing, and I'm like, stop singing. I would give you a 0, and I would literally be like, please stop singing right now. So overall, out of 10, and this is gonna just be my whole experience, it's gonna probably be a little high. But I had a fantastic job. I had a fantastic time. I had a great time. I don't think, even though English can't say, I don't think for me, I did not have a horrible experience at this Hispanic night. I had a blast. I was on my feet constantly, never sat down. So I would give it an 8 out of 10. Again, I'm docking 2 points because Enrique cannot sing. And I keep saying that, I'm sorry. But it was a great show. I would re-see this show again. To be honest, if Pitbull was coming near me, I would see Pitbull by himself again. Because I feel like just for his set, how long his set was, him in total, like, I feel like the whole experience would have been 10 out of 10, perfect, go see. But in general, if these 3 men are having a concert by themselves, see Ricky Martin, you won't regret it. See Pitbull, you won't regret it. Don't see any gang like this, because you're going to be very disappointed and sad after that. So for me, my order was for the concert was Ricky, Pitbull, Enrique. My friend has known me about it. His was, pardon. His was Ricky, Enrique, Pitbull. And to be honest with you, I'm gonna be. I feel like it should have been Enrique, Ricky, Pitbull. Because you start bad and you start bad and you actually get better than it getting good and then ending bad. I'd rather start bad news and then get better news than great news and then ending bad news. But if they're gonna do something like this again, just don't invite Enrique Iglesias. But if you are gonna invite Enrique Iglesias, don't make him go last, and also tell him to use autotune or do the, like, the have his track play and him mouthing through his songs, because that would have been a better experience overall. So I hope you guys have a great day. Thank you for listening to my podcast and this week's fun, exciting Hispanic night in my experience.